The details about 26-year-old Kayla Mueller's year and a half in captivity are heartbreaking. She reportedly taught her ISIS guards to do crafts, like making origami peace birds. In a letter to her parents, she wrote she was being treated well. And this past weekend, her ISIS captors sent her parents pictures of her wrapped in a burial shroud as proof of her death, which ISIS claims was caused by a Jordanian air attack. They seem to be respectfully burying her while cruelly holding her. And they were in touch with her family. How can it be that a handful of families across America have been sitting, as the mother of former hostage Theo Padnos told us, at kitchen tables Skyping with enemies of this country? Where are we on the role of the government in freeing their children? The White House acknowledged yesterday that there's at least one other American hostage in the Middle East. They didn't say a name, but it's most likely Austin Tice, a former Marine and freelance journalist for McClatchy and The Washington Post, who was kidnapped in Syria in 2012. Last week, his parents launched a campaign for his release, and they join us now by Skype. Mark Tice, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Robin.
Hi. And Deborah Tice, you're there as well.
Yes, I am. Hello, Robin.
Hello to you. And you both join us from Houston, Texas. And first, we have to say we are so sorry that your son is in harm's way. This has got to have been an excruciating few weeks for you.
Well, it's been an excruciating almost 2.5 years, actually.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't get easier with time.
Yeah, and especially with other losses, I'm assuming. But what do we know? Are you in touch with his captors?
No, not at all. We don't even know who's holding him.
Huh. Yeah, no one has claimed responsibility. You know, we have a pretty good idea of who's not holding him. He's not being held by ISIS. And no other group has, you know, made a claim of holding him or reached out to us saying that they are.
Well, and how do you know it's not ISIS or another terrorist group like al-Nusra Front?
Well, you know, a couple of things. You know, one, there were a number of Western hostages held by ISIS that ultimately were released. Mm-hmm. So they, you know, were pretty clear communicating who was held by ISIS. All the Western prisoners, as we understand, were gathered together in the same location. As far as, you know, Nusra or some other group, we've done as much investigation as we can ourselves. We have a lot of friends helping us, you know, try to figure out where Austin is and who's holding him. And there's just no indication that any other extremist group is holding him.
And there was a YouTube video earlier on that purported to show him blindfolded and being walked by a group of masked men through a countryside. We heard early reports it could have been the Syrian government. It could be other militants in the area not tied with terrorist groups. It could be criminals. I mean, you just don't know.
Exactly. We just don't know.
Yeah.
You know, one thing we do know, the Syrian government, who we've been in contact with, has told us that they're not holding him in any of their detention facilities. So, you know, what we've done is ask them to do everything they can to find him. It is their country, you know, after all, and they've told us that they would do that. So, you know, we hold them to that commitment.
This is what has been so astonishing to us, that so many American parents find themselves suddenly in talks with governments that the U.S. government isn't even in talks with because of these hostage situations. How, if at all, are you working with the U.S. government?
You know, the U.S. government is a huge bureaucracy, but there are some amazing individuals who work for the U.S. government. And we have had a great relationship with State Department for the most part. I would say that every agency is bound by either policies that exist or policies that they think exist. So, you know, they tend to hobble themselves to a large extent.
Well, let me ask you about that. I mean, well, first of all, let's review. Yesterday, President Obama, in an interview with BuzzFeed, defended the absolute policy of not paying ransom for American citizen hostages. Let's listen.
Once we start doing that, not only are we financing their slaughter of innocent people and strengthening their organization, but we're actually making Americans even greater targets for future kidnappings.
And Mark and Deborah Tice, this we've heard in the past, no ransom. But the White House is reviewing Other aspects of hostage policy. Advisor Susan Rice said last week they want to hear from families like yours. Have you been in touch in that way after that appeal?
Yes, in fact, we have. We were in Washington, D.C. last week and had a meeting last Monday at the National Counterterrorism Center with the team that's been established to review U.S. hostage policy. You know, we spent almost 4 hours talking with them, and we came away really feeling that they were serious, they were committed, they listened to us, and that they recognize, you know, a lot of the problems and issues that, we've raised and others have raised about the way we handle hostages.
Yeah. Well, what do you want to see? What do you want to have happen?
Well, you know, the biggest thing we need is better communication. And that's communication within the government, communication by the government with the families, you know, to help negotiate and bring our children home.
Well, and how far do you want them to go? And by the way, let's review here, too. I mean, the policy is all over the place. Theo Padnos, who was held by an al-Qaeda group in Syria, was rescued by a citizen, an American editor of The Atlantic, who convinced the country of Qatar to help make a deal. We're also hearing, though, about several rescue attempts of Kayla Mueller. The president also said in an interview that the attempted rescue in Raqqa with special ops was to try to get her, but she'd been moved. In another case, a man was sent to where she was being held pretending to be her husband. She reportedly told her captors she didn't know him, not knowing what was going on, and so that rescue attempt failed. Is it possible that the U.S. government is trying to rescue your son and you don't know it?
Well, I certainly hope not, because those kind of extractions have a dismal success rate. Mm. So I would definitely prefer dialogue and diplomacy over any kind of attempt like that.
So you don't want U.S. forces on a military mission to risk their lives to go in to rescue your son?
Absolutely not. And he would not want that either.
Yeah.
You know, one huge gap that I find appalling in all of this is that there's no single entity that is fully committed to the singular objective of getting American hostages home as safely and as soon as possible. And so one thing that we would like to see in this policy is the creation of that entity, so that every decision and all of the communication is filtered through what is best for the hostage. You know, how does this get them home safely and soon?
Well, I know other people are also thinking, if we could, we'd go right now and get your child. But what do you say to those who might be thinking, as sad as this is, as heartbroken as they are for the many families who have children who've been taken hostage, if the government begins more talks, more negotiation, it elevates the terrorist groups. It gives them a sense that they have achieved what they wanted, which is being treated like a state. And as sad as this is, that's a dangerous slope.
Well, absolutely. I understand what you're saying, and I think both of us are going to want to reply to that. You know, one thing that I would say is that we're not asking for a new agency. We're not asking for a change in national security policy. You know, the fact of the matter is, the State Department, the FBI, the intelligence services, they all have resources to deal with problems of Americans overseas, you know, hostages, kidnappings, you know, all those sorts of things. What we're really hoping for through this policy review is that those resources start working together efficiently, you know, and talking to the people in different agencies. There's a recognition, you know, within the government that the guidelines aren't there, that the accountability's not there, the direction's not there. So we're not looking for something new. We're just looking to make the resources that already exist work well.
We're looking for greater effectiveness, greater efficiency, better stewardship of those resources that are already committed, and in a way where the outcome makes us proud.
Yeah. Is there ever a day when this isn't on your mind?
There's hardly a moment, Robin, when this isn't on our hearts and on our minds. And it pretty well defines our whole life.
Yeah. We have six other wonderful children. Austin's the oldest of seven. And you know, two of our daughters were married last year. Wonderful, joyous events. But, you know, like everything else that happens to, you know, within our family, there's always this void that mm-hmm. Austin's not there. You know, he didn't get to dance with his sisters at their weddings. So, no, it's something that you never don't think about.
Yeah. Well, I hope he gets to reenact that in the near future. Mark and Deborah Tice, parents of freelance journalist Austin Tice, kidnapped in Syria in 2012. Their new campaign, we'll link you to it, is #FreeAustinTice. Mark, Deborah, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us, Robin. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin.